you're crying. Oh, mama, why am I lying? Say, please, mama, please don't y'all weep for us. You should have known there can be no peace for us. Them angels you see, they don't sing for us. Still, you're crying. Oh, mama, why am I lying? Say,
that was Gabriel Teodros featuring Tony Hill off of Love Works. And thank you for tuning in to Poetic License with Taria Autry on KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is looking for qualified candidates to fill two vacant board seats. The KBOO Board of Directors invites qualified KBOO members who are interested in becoming a board member to submit a candidate statement no longer than 500 words, which should include the applicant's experience, information about previous board or coalition experience, and why they want to serve on the KBOO Board of Directors. Please email your candidate statement to Timothy Welp at kboocommunity@gmail.com by March 13, 2015. Candidates should also plan on being present at the March 23rd, 6 p.m. KBOO Board of Directors meeting to present a short statement about why they are interested in joining KBOO Board of Directors. Again, KBOO is looking for qualified candidates to serve on the Board of Directors. Application due March 13th and public presentations will be made March 23rd. More information can be found at kboo.fm/boardvacancies2015.
This is Andrei Codrescu, and your turn to KBOO Portland.
It's time for
the UBU Hour!
There is a place like no place on Earth. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter. Alice.
Tonight on the UBU Hour is Alice in Plunderland.
No, it's Alec in Wonderland.
You're all late for tea!
Stay tuned!
Stop that. He's curious. What could a rabbit possibly be late for? Tea? Sir!
I'm late. For a very important day.
Our tale begins on the banks of a river. In the afternoon, on a pleasant summer day, a blonde woman lies under a tree with her older sister. The river reminds her of another place across the ocean in England, from many years earlier when she was a young girl.
I'm so bored, sister.
Be quiet, Alice. Can't you just learn to enjoy this pleasant summer day?
I can't enjoy it because it's not pleasant. It's boring.
Be quiet. I can't read with all your yammering, Alice.
Oh, well. Who's that creature over there? Let me get closer. What a big white rabbit. And he's wearing clothes.
It's just a rabbit with a waistcoat.
And he has a big pocket watch.
Oh dear, I'm late. So late.
Come back here, Mr. Rabbit.
I'm so very, very late.
He vanished down that hole. Maybe he'll follow him.
Wake up, Alice. Wake up.
Huh? Where am I? Why, Rabbit, is that you?
Yes, you fell asleep here on the bank of the river. My, how you've grown, Alice. You've telescoped upwards from that little girl, and outwards in certain places as well.
It's been many years, Mr. Rabbit. That's so curious, as I was just thinking about you, dreaming about you.
You've been in my dreams too, Alice. But we have no time for that. We're late. We're very late.
What do you mean, White Rabbit?
You must come with me, Alice. This way to the rabbit hole. We're so very, very late.
But where are we going?
Back to Wonderland. We're very late. We have to go down the rabbit hole.
But I can't fit in that hole. I'm too big. I'm not a little girl anymore, Rabbit.
I can see that, Alice. Take my paw, and down we go.
How did you do that? Now I'm as small as you.
No, I'm as big as you. Hold on tight. Down, down we go into the rabbit hole. Down we go.
Falling, falling down.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ooh. Here we are. You're lying on top of me at the bottom of the hole. Yeah, feels nice.
Excuse me, White Rabbit. What are you trying to do?
Since you went down a rabbit hole, I thought maybe I'd go down an Alice hole.
Hey, stop that. Are you getting fresh with me? Let me go. Get your dirty paws off of me.
Sorry. Can't help it. I'm a rabbit. There's only one thing we think about besides carrots. You're no longer a little girl, Alice, as you said so yourself.
You didn't drag me down here to commit acts of bestiality with you, did you?
No, not at all. Besides, to me, that would be acts of humanality. That isn't why I brought you down here, much as I wish it were.
Then why, Rabbit? Tell me now.
Wonderland needs your help. An evil visitor has re-empowered the Red Queen. All the reforms that you brought to us in your last visit are being threatened. All of Wonderland is in danger. The evil visitor has turned Wonderland into Plunderland.
An evil visitor? Who is this evil visitor?
His name is Alec. Alec in Wonderland.
Next, we are proud to present the Ubu Hour Radio Theater production of Alec in Wonderland.
That's right. My real name is American Legislation Exchange Council, but you can call me Alec. I am here to bring innovative change to Wonderland by spreading freedom and prosperity to one and all.
His face appears enormous in the sky above them, and then it slowly fades. Leaving only his mouth, twisted in a smug, cruel smirk, as he continues to speak.
By enacting legislation for free markets, limited government, tort reform, environmental deregulation, and federalism, we promote economic growth.
Hey, come back here. Where did he go? He vanished just like that damn Cheshire cat.
That was him. That was Alec.
But who is he?
No one knows. He snuck into Wonderland without anyone noticing. He lurks in the shadows, but he's very powerful. Uh-oh, here comes a Hatter.
There you are, Rabbit. And who is this hot little number you've got with you? Hey, come back here.
Why, I remember him, the Mad Hatter.
We have to be careful of him. He's far more crazy than when you were here last.
You fucking assholes are always against me. Come back here, Rabbit. I'm talking to you. I know you're part of the conspiracy against me. Hey, who's the bitch? Hey, sweetheart, look what I have for you. Eat me. Drink me.
Get your pants back on, you crazy fuck.
Oh, goodness, he is madder than before.
I know she likes me. I know she wants me. Come back here, you sweet thing. Fuck, fuckity shit, fuck.
He's completely insane. This way, Alice. He'll trip over his pants, and then we'll lose him.
He is quite mad, isn't he?
Uh-huh. Come quick. There's another Hatter over there.
Shit, Rabbit. He's even crazier than the other.
Stark raving mad, even for a Hatter. There's another up ahead. Maybe we can slip past before he sees us.
Not so fast, Mr. Walrus.
Darn. The Mad Hatter has spotted us.
He's not a walrus, Mr. Hatter. He's a rabbit.
It's hard to remember sometimes. My head. Sorry about that, Mr. Rabbit.
You're not a completely Mad Hatter. You're still quite young.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm very mad. I'm so pissed off because everyone I work with has gone completely zonkers, Mr. Rabbit. But who is your lovely friend?
The name is Alice.
Alice. That sounds too much like Alec. Ick. And to think I found her so beautiful, I wanted to do her right here on the road. Wait, did I just say that out loud? I didn't say that. Did I?
She has nothing to do with Alec. I brought her down here to try to stop him.
Yes, that would be good. Someone has to before I lose my mind like the other Hatters. We all lose our minds sooner or later. It's the mercury we use when we turn the fur into felt to line the hats. The poisonous mercury rots out our brains and then destroys the body.
But we stopped all that. It's illegal to use mercury in the hat factory.
Not anymore.
Last time I was here, we enacted safety laws so that the Hatters could live long, healthy lives and not succumb to madness and sickness from mercury poisoning.
That is true. But then Alec came and changed the laws. Alec deregulated the industry. Alec claimed that regulations interfered with prosperity and the free enterprise. The burden of regulations forced the poor hat manufacturers to use more expensive processes.
Of course, Alec was paid vast sums by the hat factory owner and the Koch brothers who produced the mercury, which he sent along to the rulemakers to buy their votes.
But he can't just come in and do that. What about the hat workers union?
They've destroyed most of the trade unions. Now they're going after the government unions.
Alec's got many powerful people in his back pocket. He's brought a lot of evil to Wonderland.
That's a lie.
Why, it's Tweedledum and Tweedledum. I could never tell you two apart.
Well, I'm Tweedle Democrat. He's Tweedledum, Republican, from the other party.
That's right. And we don't need to hear you slander our good friend Alec. Alec isn't evil at all. He merely wants to advance the Jeffersonian principles of free market, limited government, federalism, and individual liberty.
I don't really agree with Tweedledum, but what can I do? We all need to compromise and get along.
Alec is a front man, helping big corporations decide what's best for Wonderland, using the dumb publicans as puppets to pass the laws that help the rich only.
That's another lie, Mr. Rabbit. Alec is nonpartisan.
Except that almost everyone involved with Alec is in the dumb publican party, Tweedledum.
Please, Tweedle Democrat. Alec merely helps to facilitate the interaction between government and the private sector to bring freedom and prosperity across Wonderland. You're not against freedom and prosperity, are you?
Of course I am. I mean, I'm not, or whatever I mean, but Tweedledum publican freedom and prosperity for who?
But surely you can stop him, Tweedledum.
It's not easy, Alice. We try to negotiate and compromise, but there's people on their side who refuse to compromise.
That's because we're right, and you're wrong, Tweedledum. You guys destroyed this economy with your socialist leader, and now it's time to return to free markets and lower taxes. Then the job creators can get to work and pull us out of this mess.
How can you say that? The economy had already tanked when our guy got elected. It tanked from 8 years of your dumb publican leadership and endless wars and huge tax cuts for the wealthy and the big corporations.
Hey! Corporations are people, too. Besides, your guy created more deficit in 2 years than our guy did in all 8 years he was in office.
But your guy started these costly wars.
And your guy won't stop them. You feed from the same corporate trough that I do, Tweedledum. Isn't that true?
Well, yes, but I also try to help the little people.
Come on, Alice. Let's get out of here. These idiots will argue forever and not accomplish a damn thing.
Some things never seem to change. But I don't understand. Why did Tweedle Democrats say that the dumb publicans won't compromise?
You'll see why in a moment, Alice, as we move ahead a square. Up ahead.
You're all late for tea!
More tea! I want more tea!
No taxes! Americans for prosperity! Get big government off our backs! Give me more tea!
What's going on up there?
It's the tea party. The mad tea party. They're the ones unwilling to compromise on anything.
Abolish government health care. No more government socialism. No more free handouts. Give me more tea. Global warming is a hoax to destroy capitalism and make Al Gore rich. I want more tea. Give me more tea.
I don't know what's in that tea they're drinking, but they all seem so crazy.
Restore the Constitution in the name of the founders. Is that water boiling yet so that we can make more tea?
Well, I can assure you, Alice, it's not black tea or green tea. If I had my way, Alice, I'd have them all dumped in the harbor. Dump them in the harbor like the founders dumped the tea. That would be a real tea party.
More walls on the borders. More prisons for Muslim terrorists and drug users. Get government off our backs. No more gun laws. Give me another cup of that tea. Keep big government off my Medicare. More tea. More tea for all.
We need more detention centers. We need to remove illegals from our land. If the lawmakers won't do it, we'll have to do it with our guns.
Second Amendment solutions, I say. Lock them up. Ship them out. No more illegal aliens in our land.
Ahem, you know, Rabbit, I don't have any documentation to be here. Maybe we'd better go another way.
Don't worry about that, Alice. The only undocumented immigrants they're against are the ones with dark skins.
Restore constitutional and biblical rule and lower taxes for the job creators. Tea for all.
Lower taxes will reduce the deficit. Cut government spending to end the recession.
More tea! No compromises. More tea! End the money-eating machine of government.
Global warming is a hoax to destroy capitalism and make Al Gore rich. I want more tea.
Well, at least we got past the mad tea party. What a bunch of syphilitic weasels.
Indeed, Alice and the White Rabbit have advanced past the mad tea beggars, but now they are trapped in a large room, and the only door is back the way they came. In front of them is a table with a large cake and many bottles of various sizes, shapes, and colors.
Curiouser and curiouser, Mr. Rabbit. I'm not sure I like Wonderland at all anymore.
It's really gone down the hole, you might say.
It's become Plunderland, where the rich and greedy become vastly more wealthy, and everyone else gets pushed deeper into the sewer of abject poverty, trying to keep their head above the shit and piss.
Who said that?
That would be me, sweet darling Alice.
But there's no one there. Am I hallucinating?
The cake. It's talking.
I'm a she, not an it. And yes, I can say a few things.
Well, a talking cake, doesn't that take the cake?
You are so funny, Mr. Rabbit. A regular Bugs Bunny, because you bug everyone with your lame jokes.
You can't be a cake and eat it too, can you, Ms. Cake?
Cut out the wise-ass rabbit. I'm here to help Alice get out of here. Unless you want to go back the way you came.
No! You can help us find another way out, Miss Cake?
Sure. You know how it goes. All you have to do is eat me.
You want me to eat you?
Sure, Alice. I want you to lick me.
Maybe we'd better drink from the bottles instead.
Maybe if I get Alice drunk, she'll let me.
I'm hot and moist, Alice. Eat me. Lick me. Suck me.
This bottle's empty. And this one, too. They all are.
Here's one, Alice.
I want to feel your tongue deep in the nethers of my moist layers, Alice, darling. I want you to eat me.
It's empty, Rabbit, just like all the other bottles.
It's not empty, Alice. Hold it up to your ear.
You're right. I think I hear something.
Come back
here, Alice. You eat me out, and I'll show you how to get off. I mean, how to get out of here.
Be quiet. I can't hear this.
What does it sound like, Alice? Is Bottle saying, drink me? Drink me.
Hush. I think I hear something. I hear the sea.
Oh, well, I'll settle for the rabbit, I suppose. You got any money on ya?
Oh, God, you know I can't resist carrot cake, Miss Cake.
But how did the ocean get in the bottle? Rabbit? Now, where did he run off to?
Alice stumbles on a beach. Up ahead, a carpenter and a walrus bawl piteously and hit their heads up against the sand. In the distance, ocean waves slide up to the shore and then back again into the dark, shiny sea.
Woe is me. Oh, it's me. Woe is me. Oh, it's me. Oh.
Carpenter? Walrus? Gentlemen?
Oh. It's a woman.
No.
You must be Alice.
Yes.
No.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Walrus, but you can call me Wally. And my friend is a carpenter.
No.
But you can call him Carp, since that's what he does a lot.
What are you doing here? There's no reason to be here.
What's wrong? Why are you both sobbing like that?
We just can't bear it. It's too much.
Why did this happen? Why us?
I wish we could serve you some nice oysters, Alice.
But there are no oysters. Not a fucking single oyster.
Please, Carpy, don't use that language around the female.
Do you know why there are no oysters?
Yes, because you two pigs ate them all. I heard all about it in your poem, Walrus and Carpenter.
The Walrus and the Carpenter. The story of the curious oysters.
That's what they want you to think. Blame the victim.
We'd eat a few oysters on the beach every year. But there are always many, many more oysters than we could possibly stuff down our fat gullets. Always many new oysters to replace the others.
And now nothing. Oil spills kill them all. The oyster beds are dead. No more delicious oysters. They've been completely wiped out.
The polluters got off scot-free.
No.
Now we will never have a delicious meal again.
No.
The only joy I had in life, eating those scrumptious oysters.
No.
No more.
No.
No more.
But how could they let this happen?
Bastard Alec undermined environmental laws to protect the corporate polluters, and this is what we get. A dead gulf. No oysters. None at all. Not a single fucking...
Oh, wretched world.
This is depressing, but how do I get out of here?
The logical choice is to leave the way you came in.
No.
But I put my ear to a bottle, and then I was here. Maybe if I do the same with,
Alice looks around on the grayish sand. Then she sees...
Ah, let's try this.
A seashell, which she picks up and holds to her ear.
You won't hear anything in that shell.
No, I hear voices.
It's the many voices of the hollow media machine, echoing in the hollow shell of the airwaves.
No, Walrus. The voice is reciting a poem. But I can't hear it very well. And other voices, too.
Twice rearing of the slimy toes, did gear and grumble on the web. All flew were the boring birds, and the moan grass outgreb. Beware the yabber squawks of my son, the words of a head, the claws that wreck. Beware the lean bog turd and shun, the femoral blend the beck. One, two, and through. They'll air their vile pucks. They'll leave a speech a dead, and in its stead, the media spews the poison of a fox. Beware the jabberfox of my love, the words that lie, the tongues that a slash. Beware O'Reilly's obnoxious shove, and the wiener savage's vicious gash.
You'll tell a lie often enough, it will become the truth.
This way, Alice. We need to escape the jabber squawks.
Mr. Hatter?
Oh, I have to run. The Red Queen.
Wait, Mr. Hatter! Come back!
Beware the jabber squawks, Alice.
Beware the jabber squawks, my dear. The yawns that cut to bring despise. Beware mongers, congers of anger and fear, who brainwash distortion and lies. Twas shrill of the slimy toad, the jeer and jingle on the wall, all nimby were the hot air blood, and that the moan dust outgrow.
That's nonsense. The Jabbersquawks provide useful information and allow the citizens of Wonderland to call in and voice their opinions. You mustn't listen to such rubbish as poetry. Poetry is just made-up words, lies, and rubbish. You, there.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. What's your name?
Alice.
Well, Alice, I am the Red Queen, despite what Sarah thinks. My friends call me Michelle, but you can call me Highness. Did I just see you consorting with a Hatter?
No, I don't know who he was.
I didn't like her looks. She's probably one of those union agitators. They want to sneak socialism into the workplace. Anyway, Alice, my husband, Marcus, runs a Christian counseling center. You don't need any counseling, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Good. Then come with me, Alice, this way.
Where are we going?
To the tea party. This way.
But I don't want to go to a tea party.
This isn't a tea party. This is the tea party.
I still don't want to go.
You don't want to go? Whatever is wrong with you, girl?
Nothing.
You aren't anti-Wonderland, are you? Tell me right now, Alice. Are you pro-Wonderland or are you anti-Wonderland? The public needs to know.
The Red Queen has a glazed look in her eyes and a crazed smile on her face as she waits for Alice to answer. Alice trembles in fear, and then a voice whispers in her ear.
No. Tell her no.
No.
No? No? You're pro-Wonderland or no? You're anti-Wonderland.
Pro. Tell her you're pro.
I'm pro-Wonderland. Yes, that's it.
Then why on earth would you not want to join the tea party? I think you're confused, Alice. I recommend you get some counseling from my husband's clinic. Here he comes out. Marcus, I think I have a patient for you.
You need to get out of here, Alice.
Michelle, what's wrong with this young woman? At my clinic, we use the medicine of the gospel to heal you.
Nothing is wrong with me.
There's something entirely wrong with your attitude, young woman.
If it's homosexuality, I'm not sure what I can do since I normally cure only males from that disgusting, perverted disease. I'll tell you, I'm really good at counseling healthy young men. I help them pray away the gay.
Oh, Marcus, I don't think she's that. At least I hope not. Now, where on earth did she go? Find her! Marcus! I am needed at the tea party.
You're all late for tea!
Young men with their sinewy arms and tight buttocks and slender thighs and smooth oiled skin. I could really use a council session with a strapping young gay man with a big hard corn dog. Oh yeah.
Find us!
Phew, we got out of there.
Who are you? And where are you?
You remember me, the Dormouse. I'm here on your shoulder. I was hiding in your hair. Let me climb down your arm where you can see me.
Dormouse! Thanks for getting me away from the Red Queen.
Listen, Alice, I came here with a message from the Caterpillar.
The caterpillar? I'd love to hang out with him and his hookah again. Oh, the good times we had!
They threw him in prison.
In prison? The caterpillar? How could they do that?
For doing drugs, Alec passed a bunch of tough-on-crime laws so that many more people get thrown into jail.
But was crime a problem?
No, the new laws don't reduce crime at all. With all that money going into prisons, we can't afford social services that would help people avoid jail. Alec got the laws through so that the private prison industry could make huge profits. And boy, they're making money hand over fist while more and more people rot away in jail cells.
Seriouser and seriouser. Wonderland has gone crazier than before, Dormouse.
Anyway, the caterpillar did leave you this.
The Dormouse pulls a large baggie with a chunk of substance out of his tunic.
What is it?
A big piece of mushroom, I think. You know.
That kind of mushroom? Should I take it now?
Might be the only way to get through the rest of this ridiculous farce.
And to think I thought I was having a flashback from the last mushrooms he gave me. Oh, well, I can't make things any worse than they are now, I suppose.
That's good. Swallow it all down.
I don't feel any different.
It might take an hour before you feel it. I hear soldiers, Alice, coming this way. I need to hide. Can I hide in there?
Where?
Down the neckline of your blouse. There's some space down there between your... Oh, big luscious melons.
Are you getting fresh with me, Dormouse? I liked you better when you slept all the time.
Perhaps I'm a titmouse. I like what I see. Let me dive into your blouse. Here I go. Whee!
A titmouse is a bird, not a mouse, you nasty little rodent. Now get out of there!
Alice grabs the Dormouse by the tail and pulls him back out of her cleavage.
Alice, you flirt! Hide me under your skirt! Though mouse I must be, I fear not pussy!
There's no time for that. We need to get out of here.
To hell with it. The poetry wasn't working anyway.
Alice and the mouse race away as several playing card soldiers approach, armed with clubs and spades.
Halt, both of you. Stop them before they move to the next square.
Fuck, they're getting away.
How do we advance a square? We're playing cards. We're in the wrong game.
Stop that.
You're back.
Alice!
That was close.
Oh, no. We're back in the large room with the very fresh cake and the empty bottles.
For indeed, that's where they found themselves. Except that now, besides the white rabbit, many other animals were in the room as well.
Alice!
Alice!
You're absolutely Alice. I'd know you anywhere.
Looking for food as the cake and bread on the table had all been eaten. Alec was near the table, with crumbs on his lips.
So, I find myself in this room. The cake said, eat me, and I ate. The bottle said, drink me, so I drink.
The white rabbit speaks up.
But you ate and drank everything. What about everyone else? You couldn't save anything for us?
Not everything. Here's a couple more bottles. Don't mind if I help myself. Ah, that was good.
Oh my God, he's growing even bigger.
Curiouser and curiouser. I telescope upward even more. I'm huge now, and you're all so tiny and insignificant. Even tinier and insignificanter than you were before. There might be some crumbs if you look on the floor.
He's so big we can't even see his head or torso. I find myself furiouser and furiouser. The injustice!
Why, it's very fair. I represent the rich and powerful, and when the rich and powerful are given more and more benefits, their wealth flows down to everyone else. Don't you silly animals know about trickle-down economics? No? Then let me show you how it works.
We need to get out of here, Alice. He's pulling out his...
An enormous purple one-eyed worm appears from the clouds in the sky above their heads.
Now it's my turn to tinkle down the wealth to all you little creatures. Golden showers for the masses. Trickle down economics at work. Golden showers for all.
golden showers wash away poverty. Golden showers for all. Let freedom ring. Let prosperity prosper.
A raging river of piss sweeps away everyone and everything in its path. Are drowned in the sickening liquid while others gag and choke on the hideous stench. Alex Sneer is invisible.
Trickle down economics at work. Golden showers for all. Let freedom ring. Let prosperity prosper.
We got out of there just in time, Alice.
But we're back where we came from, surrounded by cards.
The card soldiers nearest to Alice are armed with clubs and spades. Others flash diamonds to show they are too rich to be fighting soldiers, and still others walk around wearing the bloody hearts which they cut out of their enemies or have been cut out of themselves.
The Red Queen will be here in a moment.
But she's way over there on the far side of Wonderland.
But she can move across the board very fast.
Here she comes now.
We gotta get out of here, Alice.
Going so soon? I wouldn't hear of it. Why, my little tea party's just beginning. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little mouse, too!
You don't rule Wonderland, Red Queen. There are many branches of government.
Not really. The whole government has been thrown in disarray. The King of Hearts declared that love was gone from the world, and he committed suicide.
Yeah, he stabbed himself in the back of the head with his sword.
brutally ripped open the back of his neck and skull with a sharp blade and bled all over the squares until one couldn't tell the black from the red.
When he died, all love and joy died in Wonderland.
He was weak-willed and subversive. Good riddance, I say!
When the King of Diamonds moves to the extreme right, he sees everyone with a single evil eye. Like a true capitalist, he looks at their wealth as the only true measure of merit, and then he steals it all so that he can further enrich his super-rich France.
Not only is he the one-eyed king, the King of Diamonds is also the only king who has an axe instead of a sword. It's a tax-slashing axe.
More tax cuts for the rich, says he.
More tax cuts for the job creators.
And then the mad Tea Party came along and made things even worse, poisoned by their tea ideology, ready to destroy Wonderland to get their way. Here they come now.
You're all late for tea! 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Government is a corrupt money-eating machine. More tea!
Tea for all! No more big government! No more unionism!
Down with the EPA! Down with consumer protection! Tea! Tea!
Government is the root of all evil. Freedom from tyranny.
But why do you want to be in government if you think it's so evil? Why do you want to be a part of it if you just want to drown it in the bathtub?
Because we are patriotic! And you are a subversive little rat who should be thrown into one of our wonderful new correction facilities.
We need to put the Constitution and the Bible back into Wonderland. Spread justice, fairness, freedom, and prosperity across the land. Everyone, drink more tea.
But wouldn't it be more fair if everyone paid their fair share? Those with the most pay the most?
You silly wench. That's redistribution of wealth. You're not some kind of lefty socialist agitator, are you?
I'll tell you what's unfair. When the big government money-eating machine steals the wealth from hard-working Christians like me and gives it to wanton liberal sluts like her so that they can have abortions.
More tea. Outlaw abortions. Government off our backs.
More tea.
But what about the White King? Didn't he get elected to lead Wonderland on the promise of hope and change?
The White King, who in fact is only half white, really. Sure, he was elected to lead, but he vanishes instead of leading. He's more of a ghost than that Cheshire cat.
What is hope? Can you put it in your pocket? As for change, we got that. A little bit of spare change, but certainly not enough to live on.
I'll fill you in, Alice. When the government couldn't agree on a budget because the Mad Tea Party refused to compromise, a super committee was formed. The Wonderland Congress chose some among themselves to do the dirty work in secret, so no one gets blamed for the results.
Soon other super committees were convened to solve other government problems. Anytime an issue reached an impasse, another super committee was drawn up among the ranks of the legislators. The super committees could then enact some laws no one liked, and the legislators didn't have to take responsibility.
When a super committee couldn't decide on something, and often they can't because of the equal number of Tweedledems and Tweedledums, then the super committee elects an ultra-secret super committee from their ranks, where a handful of members will enact the law with even more secrecy, since no one knows who they are.
And if the ultra-secret super committee cannot decide on something, then one member of that committee is chosen by lot to serve as the single secret member of a supreme ultra-extra-ultra-super-special committee.
Never mind all that. Let's get on with the story. This woman is palled around with drug users and unionists and radical left-wing subversives. She is anti-Wonderland.
I'm not anti-Wonderland. It's you and these syphilitic mad teabagger weasels that are destroying Wonderland.
We've rounded up the others. The White Rabbit.
Let us go.
The Mad Hatter. The Caterpillar.
I'm not mad. I mean, I'm not crazy mad. I'm just angry. Angry at what you've done to the workers of Wonderland.
Ring around the rosy, a pocket full of beers. thought you were pretty foxy, didn't you?
You're the one that's foxy, Red Queen. As in Fox Newsy, spewing the same distortions and propaganda.
The last to go will see the first three go before her. And her mangy little mouse, too. That will solve the problems of Wonderland. Off with her head!
But...
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little mouse, too. Off with your head!
This is crazy. Last time, at least there was a pretense of a trial.
We don't have time for all that. Cut off her head!
No! What are you doing?
With her head. Off with her head.
No! What are you doing? Let me go! No! What are you doing? Let me go! No! No! What are you doing? Let me go!
Off with her head.
Off with her head. We don't have time for all that. Cut off her head!
Everything is crashing. There's too much weight on top.
The whole system is unstable. The cars on top are way too heavy. Too heavy. The other carts cannot hold them. The whole house of carts is crashing down.
Never mind that. Hurry up and off with her head. Off with her head. Off with her head.
With the Red Queen and her henchmen ready to execute her. But of course you, the listener, already know that no matter how dire and utterly hopeless the situation, Alice can just wake up from a bad dream. Wake up, Alice, dear. My, what a long sleep you had.
Oh, I've had such a curious trip, sister.
I can't believe you ate that magic mushroom. You must be more careful. Did you go back to Wonderland, Alice, dear?
Well, yes, but it wasn't so wonderful anymore. It's a terrible place where terrible things are happening to people and creatures who don't deserve it.
Alice begins to tell her sister of her adventures.
It's just a hallucination, Alice. Wonderland is an illusion, a world of complete nonsense. At least nothing like that can happen here in America. We're much smarter than that here in the good old U.S. of A.
The preceding piece was the Uberar production of Alice in Plunderland. Isn't it Alec in Plunderland?
Well, it was at the beginning, but
it's... Now it's Alice in Plunderland. Okay. That's fine. I don't care. You can...
I know. I like yours. Having that confusion.
All right. Good. That's good. Okay. The preceding piece was the Uberar production of Alice in Plunderland, written and produced by Rolf Semperbon and That's going to be in the outtakes, I can tell already. The preceding... Don't give me so many. The preceding piece was the Uberar production of Alice in Plunderland, written and produced by Rolf Semperbon and performed by the following.
Christine!
The notorious NPT.
Sweet Pea.
Four!
Ricardo.
Jojo.
Noah.
Red Hat Linux.
Rolf.
Jay.
Insurance bonus.
La Contessa de la Luna.
Oh.
Omelette. Tuna pot pie.
Amanda Jenkins.
Up there, that's what plugs into there.
Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, you're playing Tea Party 3.
Come have a seat and just relax.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're
no longer a little girl.
Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Falling down. You didn't drag me.
No. Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Humanity.
It's true. This is why I brought you over here.
Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
The Ooh Hour.
You ready?
I was pushing this over.
No,
is there a
shadow?
Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Mystery and danger.
One Mad Hatter.
Yeah. So is that other line supposed to go on the other side of it?
I think that's me. T1.
Here I am. Okay.
KG.
I see. Hold on just a minute. I'm just going to get my microphone over there. All right.
Okay, let me do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
No. Let's see which way I want this. Okay. Excuse me. That's it, I'm done!
No, Rolf, really.
The layer cake.
I want to feel. I'm acting.
Twas shrilling of the slimy toes did gear and grumble.
Are you by a microphone, Jay?
Yeah. Get on the microphone.
What could a rabbit possibly be late for? Please, sir!
I'm late for a very important date.
You have been listening to the coming to you every first Monday on KBOO at 11 p.m. as part of the Radio Theater Hour. Tune in every Monday at 11 p.m. for more Radio Theater. Tonight's show and previous shows are also podcasted on the web at kboo.fm/UBOO Hour, spelled UBUHOUR. Or just search for UBU, spelled UBU, at the little airplane at the KBOO website.
Yeah.
good.
That's great.
Yeah, that's good. We'll have...
Stop that.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Pay attention, it's Joe time. It's Joe time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing birds and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd sing the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
A little louder.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha Cha Club.